You're listening to Juno Afternoon. Good to have you here with us today. I'm Shelley Delaney. There probably aren't many university residency halls that offer views of a glacier, but that's actually not what the University of Alaska Southeast was recognized by the Macmillan Learning Company for. There are a long list of reasons that have nothing to do with scenery. Nathan Bodenstadt is here to tell us why UAS was rated so highly in a national survey on housing and residence life. He's the director of residence life at UAS. Welcome to the show, Nathan.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being here, and congratulations on winning the Assessment and Impact Awards in Housing and Residence Life.
Thank you. Yeah, it's kind of a mouthful, I know.
Right. Well, I want to unpack that a little bit and tell me I want to hear specifically why UAS was recognized for that and what it took to build that up. But let's talk a little bit about you first. What do you focus on in your position as Director of Residence Life?
Yeah, so as the Director of Residence Life, I manage student housing for the university as well as our dining services here on campus. And so we offer student housing for a wide number of students from traditionally aged freshmen to families, to elder individuals who are looking for a place to stay while they're in college. And we can provide housing to up to about 400 people whenever we have good enrollment at the university, which is pretty exciting.
So what are some of the reasons that UAS was recognized and rated so highly when it comes to residence life?
Yeah, so this particular award was all about assessment and impact, like you said. And so it was recognizing the university for some specific improvement that we've seen in our assessment data over the last several years. And in this instance, it was for a factor in the survey called the hall environment. And so this is looking at questions or looking at data related to student privacy, a sense of community, feeling that their facilities are clean and usable and approachable. And there's a lot of work that we've done over the last few years, taking a look at our assessment data and making some kind of targeted changes to our programming model to really increase that satisfaction among our students, which has been pretty exciting.
And what do you think are the most important elements that contribute to high quality of residence life?
Yeah, so the University of Alaska Southeast in general often leans on our small town, kind of small campus charm, right? And a lot of what we've seen trickle down into housing also uses that to build a pretty strong sense of community within our buildings. When you look at a lot of our larger institutions, you get these really big residence halls, right? We're talking about residence halls that probably can hold more people in one building several times over compared to all of our housing in general here in Juneau for the university. And that means that it's a lot easier to get to know the people around you, to have a sense of ownership over your space, to feel like you're making an impact in the community. And we've found that that can be really powerful. And so we've done some work to kind of leverage the small town charm and the small community that we have on campus to allow students to kind of explore what it's like to, how do I approach my friend down the hall when they're being a little bit loud at night, and teach them how to handle those kinds of things, which is wonderful. We also know there's been even some recent studies done, not specifically about the University of Alaska Southeast, but national data that shows the people who live on campus are much more likely to succeed academically when they go to college. They're more likely to persist and actually finish their degree program. And so for us, knowing that we have such a significant impact on student success for university students, we want to make sure we're offering the best service possible for them.
And what's allowed you to implement or facilitate the changes and improvements needed to meet your standards and the standards of the students? And how have you been supported by leadership?
Yeah, the leadership at the university is really great, right? This is another place where our small campus atmosphere means that our leadership is really accessible. And so we were able to work with them to, help explain the need for our residence life assistants, for our RAs, for our professional staff, and the important work that they're doing. We've also done some things kind of institutionally that have you wouldn't see at another college, but that allows us to be really engaged with our residents. So, for example, we actually run new student orientation for the Juneau campus as well, which means that on the first day, right after move-in, we're interacting with our students in a really intentional way, and that allows us to build that that sense of community, which has been really powerful.
Well, we are out of time for today. I'd love to talk to you more, but unfortunately, I just have another minute or so. So I wanted to say congratulations again. I think this is a wonderful accomplishment for you, a really big deal, particularly because the pandemic was so challenging for UAS and it affected every department. So I saw there's a lot of articles out there about this award recognizing UAS. So I will see if we can get some links to that up on the website so folks can read more about it. And congratulations again, Nathan. And thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you so much.
Take care.